than 50 World War II era planes flew in formations over the World War II Memorial in Washington Friday, marking the 70th anniversary of the end of the conflict in Europe. The roar of mighty piston engines overhead transfixed midday strollers and crowds along the National Mall.
It's just been an incredible day to become, you know, to come here after all these years and see these airplanes again.
The flyby, called Arsenal of Democracy, was organized by the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. Its president and CEO, Peter Bunce, says restoring old airplanes is a slow and painstakingly hard process, done mostly by enthusiasts.
Recently, there was a very iconic aircraft that was fished out of Lake Michigan. And that aircraft will go through a very long restoration process, years and years.
Many of the planes, such as this Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress called Texas Raiders, belong to a Texas-based non-profit organization called Commemorative Air Force. Civilian corporate pilot Buddy Cooksey has been flying its vintage planes at air shows for more than 40 years. He says the group has over 11,000 members, but is always looking for new fans ready to devote time and work to restoration and upkeep of old planes.
We are looking for young ladies, young men, and race, color, creed does not matter to us. They got the enthusiasm, we want them.
Cooksey says, despite their age, the planes are still in very good shape.
Strangely enough, the airplanes are quite durable. They were meant to be that durable. And there's a lot of redundancy in the systems. And so the problem that we have is the parts are not easily come by.
Cooksey says every once in a while, a box of spare parts is discovered in some warehouse. But many of them have to be manufactured new, which is not cheap. But he says it is important to keep these planes flying as a tribute to all who fought in them.
I believe that they could be continually operated for probably forever, as long as we can continue to do what we're doing.